I open the curtain at the window. All I can see, though, is a wall of total darkness. When I was just about your age, Oshima says, dipping chamomile tea bags into a pot, I used to come here a lot and live on my own. Not see anybody else, not talk to anybody. My brother almost forced me to. Usually, with somebody who has a disease like mine, you wouldn't do that. Too dangerous for them to be alone in some isolated spot. But my brother didn't worry about that. He leans back against the worktop, waiting for the water to boil. He wasn't trying to discipline me or anything. It's just what he believed I needed. Looking back on it, I can see it was a good experience, something I did need. I could read a lot, think things over. To tell you the truth, after a certain period, I rarely went to school. School and I had a mutual hate relationship. I was different from everybody else. Out of the kindness of their hearts, they let me graduate from junior high, but after that, I was on my own, basically. Just like you. Did I already tell you all this? I shake my head. Is that why you're being so nice to me? That's part of it, he says, then pauses. But that's not the whole reason. Oshima passes me a cup of tea and sips at his own. My nerves are tense after the long drive, and the chamomile is just what I need to calm down. Oshima glances at his watch. I'd better be going, so let me explain everything. There's a nice stream nearby you can use for water. It's spring-fed, so you can drink it as it is. Much better than these bottles of mineral water. There's firewood stacked up at the back, so use the stove if you get cold. It gets pretty chilly here. I've even used it a few times in August. The stove you can use for simple cooking. If you need any other tools or anything, check the tool shed out the back. And feel free to wear any old clothes of my brother's you find in the chest of drawers. He doesn't care if anybody wears his things. Oshima rests his hands on his hips and gives the cabin a once-over. It's not a romantic getaway, that's for sure. For simple living, though, it'll do. One thing I've got to warn you about. Don't go very far into the woods. The forest is really dense, and there's not a good path through it. Always keep the cabin in sight. It's easy to get lost if you go any further, and it's difficult finding your way back. I had a terrible experience there once. I was only a couple of hundred yards from the cabin, but spent half the day going in circles. You might think Japan's a small country, and there's no chance you could get lost in a forest. But once you get lost in these woods, believe me, you stay lost. I file that away for future reference. And except in an emergency, I wouldn't come down off the mountain. It's too far to any other houses. Wait here, and I'll be back in a couple of days to pick you up. You have enough food to see you through? By the way, do you have a mobile phone? I do, I tell him, pointing at my backpack. He grins at me. Keep it in your pack. It won't work here. No network. And of course the radio won't work either. You're cut off from the world. You should be able to get a lot of reading done. I suddenly think of a very practical question. If there's no toilet, where should I go? Oshima spreads both hands wide. The forest is all yours. It's up to you.